Good morning. While it is still rather cloudy outside across interior New York and New England, not as much in the way of fog and drizzle this morning that we saw the last couple of mornings. In fact, on the radar, things are mainly dry, so we will contend with a lot of cloud cover, but no real organized areas of precipitation to start the day, and temperatures beginning mainly in the 40s. Skies will remain mostly cloudy today, and just a few scattered passing showers as a low-pressure wave works its way up but well off the coast east of Cape Cod. With a lot of clouds, temperatures once again will reach into the mid and upper 50s, with some bright spots in a few places. We may see high temperatures approach, if not beat the 60-degree mark by a couple degrees by the end of the day. Cloudy skies again tonight, and the chance of showers redeveloping, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the 40s. The upper-level part of this storm is diving through the Great Lakes and into the Ohio Valley as we speak. It'll continue to take a track toward the mid-Atlantic coast, where it will hook up with a low-pressure wave along the eastern seaboard. This system will then pivot and head back to the north and into our region tomorrow, bringing scattered showers back into the forecast for Friday morning and into the afternoon. In and out of these showers, we may see some breaks of sunshine, which will allow temperatures to reach into the upper 50s and lower 60s once again. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the north and west, where another cold front will swing in through the Great Lakes, and this will capture the low along the coast and boot it out of the region. Still, though, there is the risk of a shower, as both systems will be relatively close by, and on Saturday afternoon, high temperatures will reach into the mid-60s. That Great Lakes cold front will then work its way through Saturday night with a better chance of showers, which will linger into the first few hours Sunday morning. But by the middle to latter part of the morning, and certainly into the afternoon on Mother's Day for Sunday, we'll have a drying trend with increasing sunshine and a breeze, with high temperatures in the lower 60s. At this point, a ridge of high pressure should build in for Monday, with a dry day and a mix of sun and clouds will push it into the mid-60s, and warmer air in the mid to upper 60s by the middle of next week could touch off a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that same low-pressure system will move across the mid-Atlantic states today, bringing rain and thunderstorms to much of the southeast and mid-Atlantic and central Appalachians. Locally heavy rain is possible, with some areas forecast to receive 1 to 2 inches through tomorrow morning. Another low-pressure system farther offshore will bring rain to coastal portions of New England. Meanwhile, an upper-level low and cold front will bring scattered showers and thunderstorms to much of the western United States today. This system will move east tomorrow, with the coverage of showers and thunderstorms increasing across the central and northern Rockies. And in between, well above normal temperatures will expand from the northern plains into the upper Midwest today as high pressure aloft holds strong overhead. Afternoon highs in these areas are forecast to be 15 to 30 degrees above average, with temperatures nearing 90 degrees in some locations. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 32 degrees with a northeast wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 1 above zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 44. 90% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.76 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Casa Grande, Arizona and Death Valley, California, to a low of 14 at Cabin Creek, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with a few showers, some fog and drizzle with highs in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy with a chance of rain in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 52 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 50, that's 5 degrees below normal. 29 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 81 hundredths, and 9.14 inches for the year, which is 2.4 inches of rain below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low, 44, the record high, 91, set in 1944, and the record low, 29, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:44 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:01 p.m. 14 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with a scattered shower today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, some fog and drizzle, with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a passing shower possible today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, a scattered shower possible today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, some fog and drizzle as well, lows in the middle and upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, a scattered shower possible today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. More clouds and a few showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A lot of clouds today, maybe some bright spots, but also the risk of a shower, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a good chance of showers, perhaps in the lower 60s with some bright spots, 50s otherwise. The risk of a shower Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower to mid-60s. A morning shower on Sunday for Mother's Day, then increasing sun, breezy, a little bit cooler in the afternoon, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-60s on Monday, and mid-60s Tuesday and Wednesday with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.